This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Last Sunday, a young humpback whale was reported entangled in the waters outside Boston. Members of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team from the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown responded. With us now to talk about what happened next is Scott Landry, director of the team. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
Scott, you were a part of the group that actually approached this whale last Sunday. Tell us what that means. Are there four or five people in an inflatable boat?
Well, in this case, the whale was anchored in fishing gear right outside of Boston Harbor, right at the entrance of the harbor. So as with most of our disentanglements, we took out our 35-foot boat, the research vessel Ibis, and we made that journey up to Boston from Provincetown once the sea conditions kind of subsided a little bit. And once we got there, we deployed a small inflatable boat, and that boat is about big enough to hold two or three folks. And that's what we do a lot of our work from.
Describe what you saw as you approached this whale.
Well, what we found is, first of all, a very small humpback, so small that we suspect it's likely a calf of this year. So probably around 20, 25 feet long, but also in very good condition. Obviously, it had a lot of fat on its body, very likely still nursing from its mom quite recently. And it was stuck by its flukes to fishing gear that was anchored on the seafloor. And thankfully, the commercial fisherman who found the whale, we talked with him in great detail and found out that the whale was likely stuck in that gear for the better part of 12 days.
That's a long time, I would think.
Yeah, it is a long time. During that time, you know, the whale really can't do its normal behavior. And indeed, it was stuck right in the middle of the entrance to Boston Harbor. So a lot of shipping traffic going in and out of the city. And so the whale was really lucky to have made it through all of that.
How easy was it to free this whale once you were on the site?
The disentanglement was not too complicated in this case. The whale, as I said, was anchored, so it couldn't swim away. And so that makes our job a lot easier. All it took was a couple of cuts using some hook-shaped knives, and the whale was freed pretty quickly. But as you can imagine, if you had been stuck in that same position for onwards of 12 days, the whale wasn't feeling his best the second we released it. And so we stayed with the whale for a couple of hours just to sort of keep an eye on it as it made its way outside of the shipping lanes and out of the most dangerous part of the harbor.
There's a fascinating short video that your team posted online. You're actually filming the whale underwater both before and after it's been freed. Can you tell me about shooting that video?
Yeah, we try to take as much documentation of every entanglement as we can. And the idea behind that is not only to get a better sense of how to disentangle the whale, but it also gives us a lot of information as to how entanglements happen and maybe how we can prevent them. In this case, we used small cameras at the end of long poles.
I have to say, looking at that video, that it looks almost as if there's like a lasso around the whale's tail, like you couldn't think of almost a better way to grab that whale and hold it tight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of the simplicity of how entanglements happen. Very likely, the whale just blundered into that rope. The rope twisted around the base of its flukes, the base of its tail. And in that case, you really, as you said, you can't think of a better way of catching a big wild animal. Now, a lot of whales, bigger whales especially, will eventually break the gear. This little whale did have enough strength to break the gear in two, but not enough to free itself from the entanglement. And so those scars, those wounds that you can see around the base of the tail, they will stay with the whale for the rest of its life. And that's how we monitor how many whales get entangled in any given year.
I want to ask you about that because here we are at the end of the year. And looking back now retrospectively, what can you say about the number of entanglements this year or their severity compared to other years?
This year was a very big year, and not in a positive way. We had a record number of confirmed entanglements on the eastern seaboard, and that includes all species. We're not quite at the end of the year yet, and we know of at least 44 individual whales that were carrying gear this year. And that number's not great that we've hit a new record. The good news is we disentangled more whales this year than any other year since 1984. So we're doing the best we can. It's just we can't disentangle every whale who's entangled simply because we can't find them all.
Scott Landry is director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team for the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Scott, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays.